you.
What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
We are kings, we are gods, but how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this lifetime. We have been church in a while.
Like God's doctor in the streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping.
Cause we're speaking freedom, giving you the answers to be free.
We use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Work call, yeah, man. Gotta go in here and dance, but I don't get tired.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. They know somehow I crept. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my answer rep.
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Cheers to the next episode.
Oh, my bad. Okay, so I'm laughing at one of my homegirls from my old church. She, my sister's in Christ. She bought a home recently, and this is her first fall season, and the goddamn leaves and shit is down, and the pine cones in the backyard. She's gonna say, who's supposed to clean this up? Nigga, it's home ownership, you! We'll let you hire somebody. But that was not the totality of, or even the beginning phases of why I was doing this video. So, I have recently been posting a lot of videos that you can hear me being very, very, very extremely emotional. As I mentally process the death of one of my favorite, all-time, hands-down, favorite cousin ever, period. Like, in my family, we have favorites. I mean, it don't mean that you different. It just means that we've had a greater relationship with you probably than other people. So, my favorite relative passed. My favorite cousin, and I use these video recordings in order to express myself, but more than just expressing myself, I wanted to process the grief out loud. And the reason why I wanted to take a different approach than my normal one too is I might, you know what I'm saying, make a post or say something, but aside from a little post or saying just a little bit of something, I don't really get online and become emotional anytime, honestly. Like, Not to the extent to these last couple videos that I posted. Now, these videos were created last month. However, because I've been doing my system of posting a little bit different this year, it's just now being uploaded. But I'm going to upload this particular video as soon as I get finished recording it, because I feel like there does not need to be an explanation. I'm not on the video where you can see me crying and my face bawling. However, I definitely think that it's necessary for me as a spiritual leader, as well as a grief consoler, to show the reality of coping with life and death, like firsthand. Like, it's easy, again, like I said on the video that I posted yesterday, it's easy for me to tell other people to do shit and, you know what I'm saying, what the experience should be like. It's a whole different thing when I am trying to process it out loud for myself. And when my father passed, I kind of shut down. Like, I did do a couple of posts in which I wrote and captioned about being sad or emotional and what it felt like. I may have did a couple of videos, short videos, where I just was like, man, it's hard processing losing my dad. But I never really, like, talked about the process of healing to the extent to where I expressed how I worked through it. And I'm gonna be honest, for my dad, it was a little bit different because, again, for some people, you don't have as many memories or experiences or moments that were created with them. So you are a lot of times stuck mourning the time that was not spent, or the moments that were spent, but how brief they were. So for my dad, processing for my dad was a little bit different. It was like more so of understanding the fact that the one parent that really made an effort to be supportive of me in my life, no matter what was going on, that showed up for me, that was there for me. And, you know, I always knew that he would be at his house. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might go out of town, he might, you know, but normally I could always pull up on my daddy and, you know what I'm saying, it was all love. So the biggest thing with dealing with the grief of my dad passing is just knowing that if I need somebody, I don't have anybody that I can depend on anymore. Like, I'm not a codependent person. So, like, I never really called my dad and asked him for nothing. I think I might have asked him for probably about $2,000 to $1,500, probably the most money that my dad ever gave me alive. And in which I was just like, Dad, I need some help. Can you send me some money, or can you help me out? Because I've been very self-sufficient for a very long time, and I pride myself on kind of not asking people for help. I think that it's dope that out of all of my dad's children, I'm the youngest, but I'm the one that he's had to financially help the least. You know what I'm saying? Like, for my parents, all they got to do is show up for me. I'm never gonna really ask you for nothing. If you're gonna get me something, it's gonna be because you noticed that I needed something, or because you asked me what is it that you could do for me, or, you know what I'm saying, volunteering some type of offering. But out of all of my dad's children, I've needed him, depended on him to provide for me financially as an adult, the least. Shit, I would say the same thing for my mom. In my family, when it comes to my mom, I am the person that is least likely to call my mama and ask her for some money. And I'm the youngest out of my mom's children, but also one of the youngest out of my cousins. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of our cousins, all of my first cousins are older besides two. I have two younger first cousins. But aside for them, I am the youngest. You know what I'm saying? And my one little cousin, the youngest, she didn't live in, you know, around for a long time. So I got used to being the youngest. And being the youngest kind of made me like, yeah, never mind. Anyways, so I had not, I'm the one that don't really call and need nothing from nobody. So, you know, but not needing anything doesn't replace the fact that you might know, like, man, if I did need something, I know who I could go to. My dad was that person. Like, even though I never needed anything, I never really asked for much. If I needed something and I asked him for it, he would make it happen. I know he had the money, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know how much money he had. I just figured. Anyways, so for when losing him, it was more so like, damn, the person that I knew that I could call and count on, the person that I knew that I could call and talk to, the person that was there for me when nobody else, you know what I'm saying, was fucking with me, was my dad. So losing him was like a blow to the chest because of my parental relationship with my mom. So that was difficult, but it was more so just registering with the fact that if I need him, I can't call him. You know, like when I want to talk to my dad and I just need some male advice, my dad is no longer there. So that was difficult in that sense. But in the aspect of me living far away, not having a super tight, close relationship. And when I say super tight, close relationship, I'm talking about like there are females. I have a friend right now. Her daddy has always been the centerfold to her life. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing that her daddy would not do for her. And he will, you know what I'm saying, move mountains for her. He will be like everything. But me and my dad, I never really lived with my dad. So the relationship that my one friend has with her dad, I've never had because we've never been that close. So being who I am and in the situation I am, it wasn't the day-to-day conversations that I was going to have to deal with missing, which for a lot of people is not. For me, it was just knowing that that person is no longer accessible. You know what I'm saying? Like, people talk about losing access to people that's alive. Nigga, the fuck? Don't nobody do shit for me. But it's different when you lose access to somebody that was a spiritual support or a mental support. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that you may not have depended on financially, but they were there for you. So losing my dad, I didn't really post a lot of that, but it really is just, it hit different to lose a parent, I think, because I've lost grandparents and all of that. And when I lost my grandmothers, that was really hard because I spent so much time with them and the roles that they played in my life. But now losing my cousin, it's hard. It's difficult. I definitely don't necessarily want to post about it because, you know, like, don't nobody want to post their sadness. I don't want you to see me, hear me, or imagine me crying because I'm strong. I am most of the time seemingly invincible, but this was something that I wanted to share because I want to help other people deal with grief. I talk about grief all the time. I always, especially early on, I used to always try to help people deal with grief. So on this round, oh my God, a bluebird. Oh my God. On this round of dealing with grief, it was a little bit different because I want to be able to provide something different or special for people who are dealing with grief. Instead of just saying, well, this is what you need to do, I want to walk you through my process of healing and dealing, damn, and dealing with the grief of losing somebody that was literally one of my favorite people. Like, whenever I went to Ohio, I would pull up on her. Like, I got all the pictures that I have with Pam are not like we were at family functions or anything like that. It would just be me pulling up because I was in town to see my dad or to do something real quick, and I was leaving back out, and I always made sure that I seen her. I think the only time that I did not is when I was extremely sick and my dad was nursing me back to health. And I don't think I knew where she lived at the time, but I was so fucked up that I couldn't even damn whatever. So this one I wanted to share out loud of how I deal with grief, because right now a lot of people are grieving. A lot of people are going through, and my job is still to help people deal with their truth, basically. So for me, I wanted to just allow the example of expression of grief to be heard, quote unquote, felt and seen, in a sense, because people should know, people need to understand that even as a grief advisor, as a ordained minister, as somebody who has studied human behavior and religion and all, that does not make grieving less difficult. The only thing that makes grieving less difficult for me is the fact that I'm not close to anybody. So, like, when I go back to my regular day, my regular smegular day does not include me calling and talking and chatting and all of that extracurricular shit. My regular day is surrounded by the way that I had to make it once I moved back to Atlanta. And that's, if nobody came to help me, how would I survive? And because nobody was like picking up the phone and calling me all the time anyways, it was easy to process life like that. So I'm not acting like, one, I'm gonna give myself some credit, because just because you don't talk to a person every day does not mean that it's not going to hurt if something happens to that person. It just means that the connection is, you know, it's not as deep, but it's still there. Just because you don't talk to a person every day doesn't mean you don't love that person or care about people. It's just that your life doesn't include those people anymore, and, you know, on a large scale. So when people like that pass, it ends up being a hard thing to swallow, but only for the sense of the times that you would have connected are unconnectable now. It's another blue bird over here. You know, I believe in signs and wonders, so literally if I see this while I'm talking about this, I believe that God is, you know what I'm saying, giving me a sign that this is a good video to do. So I did those videos not to expose myself, not to really talk about my cousin, or but to really help somebody else who's dealing with the same amount of grief, the same amount of issues, to feel supported and feel like they're not in the fight of grieving alone. And maybe if you can hear how I grieve, it can help you grieve and be strong and process it in a way to where you're not filled with sadness, but that God allows for you to have peace in your day to day. I gotta go now, but I love you and I hope it helps.
Okay, so my house is quiet now. Children are asleep. Or should be. And I had the radio on today. And I found myself feeling sad. Now, what I was listening to should not have made me feel sad. Based on the conceptualization of what is supposed to represent, I should have turned on the radio and felt encouraged, uplifted, enriched, nourished, and I didn't feel none of that. It was almost like turning on sadness. Now,
unfortunately, I was listening to a gospel station. And I just feel like I cannot be the only one that has turned on a gospel station and felt worse than when they actually turned it on. Like, it made them sadder. Like, I don't want to listen to something and feel sad. I don't want to be emotional and think about, it's good to, I don't want to think about, you know, all the negative and just keep thinking about the things that make me sad. And some of those, some songs, not just gospel songs, just songs in general are like that. But I want to experience music that makes me embrace whatever it is, but then grow from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, not in a place of woe is me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then the understanding have to be based in, I think, okay, listen, this is it. What it is that if you're singing from a hurt place, man, how you feel is so important. Because no matter how you try to play like you feel versus your true feelings, it is going to spill over into how you do things. Some people are always more convincing than others, you know, and I am very, it is what it is, and I'm not going to make it more than what it could be or should be or is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is whatever it is. And, but I was just sitting here thinking, like, man, I know I cannot be the only person that hears some music and be like, I need to turn this off. This is making me sad. I don't want to be sad. I mean, there are some things in life that I could be sad about and be overly depressed, but why would I focus on those things? If anything, I'm looking for a solution. I'm trying to see what I can do to be all that I need to be. How do I get better? How do I improve? How does the areas that make me feel like I'm struggling, how do I change that? How do I reshape that? How do I, you know what I'm saying, move forward legally, professionally, with love for myself and my family? How do I proceed? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just be wanting to hear stuff that's more encouragement based. Instead of, a lot of times, a lot of things say, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. Instead of looking at ways to figure out what is right for you. You know? Like, I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Joining Speaking Freedom as we continue to assist you with your daily growth and intuitive wisdom. Loving is a lifestyle and we love to love. Inspiration is how we fuel faith. Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better. And for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.